It's hard to imagine. Fossil energy is so ubiquitous, so useful, so entrenched. Donald Trump has been elected twice to lead the free world while ridiculing the idea that we should even consider producing or consuming less of it. Going fossil free is one of those idle fantasies that seem absurd when you think about them for a second, like cartwheeling across the country or building a city out of taffy. The thing is, it's not really an optional fantasy. The science is clear. Climate change is real. It's us, it's here, it's very bad, and fossil fuels are responsible for about two-thirds of it. There hasn't been this much carbon dioxide in the atmosphere in 3 million years. The Earth hasn't heated up this quickly in 485 million years. It has warmed by 1.2 degrees Celsius, 2.2 degrees Fahrenheit, since the Industrial Revolution. And that blip in temperature is already weirding the weather, accelerating vicious wildfires in California, Australia, and even Siberia. Unprecedented ice melts in Greenland and Antarctica, and biblical swarms of locusts in India and Kenya. The Weather Channel airs apocalypse on loop. A freakish heat wave in Phoenix, 2 feet of rain in Fort Lauderdale, a mega drought in the Horn of Africa, a third of Pakistan underwater. This isn't a thought experiment. It's a real experiment. A test of what happens when we swaddle our planet in the same heat-trapping greenhouse gases that make Venus uninhabitable. The locusts are just one hint it's not going so well. As I write these words at the end of 2024, the hottest year ever recorded, the last 10 years were the 10 hottest years ever recorded. Climate change is already contributing to civil wars and mass migrations, the degradation of most of the world's coral reefs, and the disappearance of most of Glacier National Park's glaciers. We've emitted more heat-trapping greenhouse gases since the Kyoto Protocol first aimed to limit them in 1997 than we emitted in all human history before Kyoto. And the atmosphere is like a bathtub. If we manage to reduce our flow of carbon, it won't fill as fast, but the level will keep rising until we stop the flow and start draining the tub. Scientists give us almost no chance to limit warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius, the official goal of the Paris Climate Accord, and little chance to stay within 2 degrees, unofficial shorthand for climate chaos. We're on course for nearly 3 degrees. The UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the global authority on global warming, warns that we're careening toward a variety of irreversible tipping points, like the melting of the Arctic permafrost and the collapse of the Gulf Stream. Activists fear that President Trump's fossil-fueled return to power could create a political tipping point. The world is getting better in so many ways. Less poverty, more literacy, amazing technologies. But our self-interested, now focused species often seems ill-equipped to deal with a self-inflicted long-term threat like climate change. The whole subject can get depressing, like we're confirming the Terminator's cinematic assessment of humanity. It is in your nature to destroy yourselves. Not only do 3/4 of young people report climate anxiety about their futures in a carbon-whacked world, there's an epidemic of climate fatalism, the belief we're so inescapably screwed that nothing we do will matter. And there's still plenty of climate denial, not just the Trump kind that calls global warming a hoax, but the softer kind that prefers not to dwell on its implications for our planetary home. After all, Earth is still a nice home for most of us, with breathable air, pizza, and reliable Wi-Fi. Screechy Armageddon rhetoric can be a buzzkill for Earthlings who aren't on hashtag climate strike with Greta Thunberg. Alarmist warnings about future devastation, and even alarming news about today, can become background noise. The existential